Watch out, Ariana Grande. We have a new Nickelodeon star on the rise. Nicole Nelson is here in studio to talk about the new hit Nick show, I Am Frankie, in her upcoming acting career. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome back to another mini spotlight. I am joined with Nicole Nelson, and I'm so excited to talk to her. But before we get started, I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Well, before we get started, tell everyone where they can find you on all social media.
So all my social media is pretty easy on Twitter, Instagram, even Snapchat. It's at the Nicole Nelson.
You can't miss it. It's easy.
Can't miss it.
All right, well, let's talk, first of all, about this show, I Am Frankie, premiered about a month ago on Nickelodeon. How crazy has your life been since then?
It's been pretty crazy. It's been a very fast and furious month. You know, All of it came out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So there was a new episode every day of the week for a solid month. And it was like, you know, social media was growing very rapidly. Mm-hmm. And it's still weird for me to even think, like, in my mind, nothing has changed. I'm just out here living my life, doing what I love. And then every now and then I'll run into a kid or somebody who is a fan of the show and, like, recognizes things. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Like, people other than me have seen this because it's just something like a big secret I've been harboring, and that is probably the craziest part, to just share it with the world.
So have you watched any of the episodes?
All of them, so many times.
Is it weird seeing yourself on camera all of a sudden?
You know, I don't think it's that odd, only because when I started really training with acting, the only way I found to get better was to, like, watch my work. Mm-hmm. So I kind of grew up, you know, filming stuff and watching all my scenes. So for me, I think the oddest part is just knowing that other people have watched it. Because I'm like, looking at the scenes, remembering, like, everything that happened and the choices that I made. And I was like, oh, my God, that turned out so great. I love that take. And then other people are watching it, and I'm like, this is crazy.
This is nuts. Well, let's talk about, you played Dayton, who is Frankie's BFF. What kind of drew you to her and to play her?
Dayton is just the best character. She is hilarious. She is just charismatic and confident and intelligent. And when I first saw the breakdown for her, I was like, one, this girl is me. This is my character. And also, I knew that if I were to get it, it'd be one of those things where they would give you the scripts and I would truly never know what to expect, because she's so down for anything. She's truly unpredictable. Like, she's the one that would, you know, probably have a crazy stunt. She's the one that definitely spits out her food in the cafeteria. Like, she is so much fun. Every single day is a thrill.
What's the funnest, craziest scene you've gotten to do as that character?
Probably the craziest scene was in episode 13, when Frankie is being controlled by Warpa and she's in that, like, droid sync mode. I run after her, and we ended up doing this crazy stunt where, like, I jump and I grab onto her ankles and she keeps walking, and I'm being dragged along the concrete trying to prevent her from going into the traffic. And we did it several times, but it was crazy because I didn't know how much would lead into, like, a safe way of doing this stunt. So I had to be, like, harnessed, and I had, like, all of these cushions on me under my clothes that fit me without the harness. So I was, like, stuffing pads, and I was like, oh my gosh, how is this even gonna work? Waddling. And it was just the craziest thing. It was so much fun.
So I'll have to keep an eye out for that one. Yes. Maybe we'll see more crazy stunts from you, because
I hope so.
Who wouldn't like that, right?
I know. Dayton is the funniest.
Amazing. So, I mean, it's got to be a lot of other young people on set. What's that like? Is it just a constant party?
I mean, it kind of just feels like a high school. Like, everybody, I mean, everyone in the cast is really, really close, and we're very fortunate to have such, you know, everyone gets along, and everyone's just a lot of fun, because even after work, we'll all just be like, so, do you want to go to the burger place? And we're always together, and the fact that we actually shot in Miami, so all of us were, like, on location, like, together, and so we all stayed at the same place. So it almost kind of felt like a constant sleepover, because if you wanted someone, they're just, like, one door down. And you're just like, oh, my gosh, I need to rehearse this scene with Alex. It's, like, midnight, but let me just knock on her door. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, a camp.
Like, it was a fun summer camp.
Like a fun summer camp.
Yeah. The Nickelodeons. Oh my gosh. I'm like, sign me up.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Alex Cook, so she plays Frankie, who is Dayton's BFF on mm-hmm. the show. Did you get really close with her in, like, real life?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, everyone gets along. And the one thing about Alex is that she lives in Canada.
Oh.
So it is, with the time change, with everything, it is very hard to, like see her a lot. Like, I've only seen her once since wrapping the show in April. And so that is, like, we'll FaceTime and we'll phone call, but, like, a few other cast members are here. Like, Kyson's here, Carson's here, and Christy was just out here for a month. So it's easier to keep in touch with them, but everyone is close, and I would love for Alex to be in the city. That would be awesome. So hopefully that's, like, a future thing.
Yeah, maybe Alex, we gotta get you to America.
You should just move here.
Or we should move to Canada.
True. I've never been to Canada, so I'm down.
It's actually fantastic. Definitely go get the poutine.
Noted. Oh, her mom made that.
Was it not the best thing you've ever tasted?
It was the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. It's
so
like fries,
good.
Right?
Yes, with like, oh,
yes.
Really good.
Look it up. It's amazing.
All right, well, speaking of Nickelodeon, obviously everyone grew up, you know, kind of watching it. Were you a Nickelodeon girl or more of a Disney girl?
Oh, I was a total Nick kid. And I'm not, perfect. I'm really not just saying that. Like, I grew up with Drake and Josh, Zoe 101, Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, Unfabulous. Like, those were my shows. And of course I watched everything. Mm-hmm. But it's just surreal for me to be on a network that I really, that just also fostered people that I truly grew up, like, idolizing, and they're so creative, and we just have the best writers and people that have done, like, iCarly and just all of these amazing shows, and I'm just humbled to be on it.
Is it now crazy for you that other girls are now watching this being like, I want to be on I Am Frankie when I'm older?
Yeah. It's pretty insane, and all I can hope from our show is that it is for these kids what those shows were for me. Just, like, after school, you know, it's constantly there, and there's constantly just, like, something to look forward to. And if you don't have experiences like that, just by watching it, you feel like you're included and you feel like you're involved, and that's all I hope to give to the upcoming generation.
Love it. Well, have we heard any word about a season 2 for I Am Frankie?
Nothing confirmed. But it's, I mean, everything is looking really good. The social media, all of our fans have been amazing. It was, I mean, I was even just impressed, but I was so shocked. Everybody seemed to be talking about it, and we have amazing fans. The fan art's crazy, and because of that, because of the amazing support, I'm not worried, but it has not been announced.
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right, well, what's next for you besides I Am Frankie? Any future plans we can kind of see from you?
Well, I did film this past, since I've been in LA, 5 episodes of the second season of Mr. Student Body President on Verizon's Go 90 site, and I was a very minor character in their first season, but they invited me back, and I was super happy to be back, so I did that, and I also have a very small role in an upcoming original Netflix that I'm not sure I can talk about, so exciting things.
Very exciting, and so now just like a fun question, if you're young and actress, 10 years from now, who would be your dream person to share, you know, a role with, to do a movie with, a TV show?
That is a good question. I've never been asked that. I would love to work with Emma Stone.
Ugh.
I love Emma Stone or Jennifer Lawrence or even, like, Melissa Joan Hart. Any of them, really.
All right, well, I mean, 10 years from now, they could be watching this and be like, yeah,
sure.
I want to.
Yes, work with me.
Exactly. All right, well, is there anything you want to tell all the I Am Frankie fans out there who are probably watching this?
Thank you. Thank you so much for everything, the amazing support, and it's just been a crazy experience. That would be absolutely nothing without you. Thank you for making my dreams come true and enjoying the story.
All right, and then my last question. So I know a lot of, you know, big stars, Ariana Grande, Selena mm-hmm. Gomez, have come from Disney Channel, Nickelodeon. Do you see yourself following in their footsteps?
I do. And I would love, you know, for me, this isn't just like a temporary thing. This is a life choice. This is a career. And I would love to continue doing television specifically. But I do love how, like, Emma Roberts came from Nickelodeon, and she has a great film career. And that is just awesome. That's something I'd love to explore as well. So I'd like it to keep going.
All right. Well, best of luck. And thank you so much for coming in. One last time, tell everyone where they can find you on all social media.
You can find me at the Nicole Nelson on any site.
There you go. Thanks so much for joining us, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure to tune in to I Am Frankie on Nickelodeon. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. Find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette, and we will see you next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.